I have a little present for you.
Do you?
Something you haven't heard for a long time. What is it?
What, an advert?
Yep.
Not the one that we're not allowed to play.
No, we are allowed to play this one.
Remember the one that
it's the one that's banned. Here it is.
Remember the banned one about the fish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that one.
Not that one. It's about a place.
Oh, is it about... Is this an advert that is the favourite of our friend Mr. Pat Shop?
No.
Oh, it's not that one. Not that
one either.
Blimey.
Pat Shop texted me yesterday.
Did
he? Woo! Fun house. It's a whole lot of fun.
I saw him the other week at Pontins. He said his love.
I know. Things are really hard for him at the moment. He's on hard times. He's working with Chappers and Dave. Mm-hmm. No, the advert I'm talking about is this.
Say, have you been put off booking a holiday outside the coast of England because of boat trouble?
But no, do you know
what? An opening line.
Do you know what? But this isn't a spoof. This isn't a gag. This is a real proper advert.
Have you not heard this before?
I haven't.
For somewhere, which.
Oh, you'll be amazed.
Go on, just play it.
Say, have you been put off booking a holiday outside the coast of England because of boat trouble?
Yes.
Sounds familiar.
Well, let me tell you that the Isle of Man is really very accessible without even considering going by sea.
I love the Isle of Man.
Now, I'm talking about flying.
Flying?
There are frequent flights to the Isle of Man from Liverpool, Blackpool, Manchester, London, or Dublin. And the price is very reasonable, too.
Yes, very reasonable. How much is that price again? Oh, it's very reasonable.
Coupled with the fact that it takes no more than an hour or so to get there.
An hour? How long? It's an hour or so.
And when you get to the Isle of Man...
Yep.
You'll really enjoy yourself.
He's right, it's beautiful, the Isle of Man.
Listen, why don't you right this minute drop a line to the tourist board, Douglas, Isle of Man, and they'll tell you everything you want to know.
Well, thank you.
You see, I can't stop right now.
Why?
Because I'm off to book my flight.
Oh, I see.
I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. By the way, who's your friend on the saxophone? Who's playing way too loud?
My mum will like that. She likes mentions of the Isle of Man.
Well, there you go. That's just for your mum. Morning, mum.
My mum's Manx, you see.
Here's another advert you probably haven't heard for years.
Want something fresh?
Opal fruits made to make your mouth water.
There you go. Which we can play, because opal fruits don't exist anymore.
Starburst accord now.
But then you take it away by saying that.
See, Alan, we never mentioned any product names. Nope, we never said Starburst ones.
Want something fresh?
Opal fruits made to make your mouth water. Yeah. Fresh with the tang of citrus. More refreshing fruit flavors.
Juicy, chewy opal fruits.
Made to make your mouth water.
There's that one. Do you remember the St. James one about Cape apples?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That sounded inappropriate, didn't it?
St. James took an advert about apples. I mean, it's brilliant. They don't do these anymore.
End a meal with a Cape apple. Straight up. Cape apples make good eating. Crispy. Marvellous exercise for the old choppers.
Oh, I'm so
is that where Straight Up came from?
What?
Is that where Straight Up came from?
No.
No. And then there was the... Tell you what, there was some old clips we got out of this.
Ian, do you know something? If you stop eating bird's eye beef burgers and eat these cheap ones...
Aye.
You'll save mum enough money to buy me a Leeds United tracksuit.
Fantastic.
Do you remember we used to play those on the air? Fantastic.
I mean, they look the same, don't they?
Might look same, but they don't taste the same.
I love that clip. Love that. Only me, obviously, that's fine. Might look same, but don't taste the same. There's loads of old ads on here. But I do love that one. Oh, well, this one. Sorry, this is just me going through my old archive of stuff.
Meet the world's top disc stars every week in the world's top-selling music paper.
There you go. What's that ad for, Alan?
No idea.
Disc stars, not pop stars.
Disc stars.
Meet the world's top disc stars every week in the world's top-selling music paper.
What do you think that is?
NME.
Meet them all in New Musical Express.
Yay! Wow, well done.
Meet the Beatles, Stones, Kinks, Cliff, Cilla, Jerry, and many, many more.
Jerry Halliwell has been going for such a long time, hasn't she?
And boots.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Now, I'm going to take a quick commercial break now. Have you ever thought about buying a weird animal? Well, here's a commercial that promoted animals.
Oh, dear, I must get it right. Oh, goody, I did it, I did it!
Congratulations, you've earned a treat. Go on, have a penguin.
Baby, new and improved, one more travel with the fabulous Dominic.
Is that real?
That's amazing.
Have a penguin.
Oh. Excuse me. Gareth Clare lives in Haymeads, that's in Welland Garden City.
Hi, I'm Gareth Clare.
He works in IT, that's information technology. If you need...
goody, I did it, I did it!
Well done. Have a penguin.
You've earned a treat. Go on, have a penguin.
If you need IT sales help, then Gareth is the man to call.
Oh, he plays... goody, I did it, I did it!
Right. He likes a meat feast pizza, does Gareth, as we all do, of
course. With a penguin.
And it's goodbye from me.
Thanks a lot for that, Gareth.
Oh, I felt it, yes.
Brilliant. More One Road travel tomorrow on Radio 1.
I did it, I did it!
Congratulations. You've earned a treat. Go on, have a penguin.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One Road travel with fabulous Dominic Byrne.
My grandma used to keep penguins in a little tin biscuit.
Hey, that's very cruel. She went to jail for that, though, man. It was outrageous. That was the worst farm on the planet.
Dangerous species.
Well, do you know why? Because she didn't put any little air holes in the lid.
Exactly.
And the poor little blighters couldn't breathe.
And they were covered in chocolate.
Mm. It's now 9:38.
Poor little things are like this. This is outrageous. How are they talking?
However they talk.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Imagine your child. How old's your son? Three.
Three and a half. What am I doing? Three and a half.
You know, imagine he's learning to play the piano.
Yep.
Struggling away. Finally gets it right. Then this weird man comes in and goes, "Hello, young child."
Have a penguin.
Goody, I did it. I did it.
Congratulations. You've earned a treat. Go on, have a penguin.
Oh, wonderful. My very own animal.
Oh, I like that.
Well, Dominic, you read that travel news beautifully. Congratulations.
Thank
Have
you.
A treat. Here is an iguana.
Thank you very much. I did it. I did it.
Wow.
Oh, dear. I didn't.
Congratulations, carry on getting out of bed today. As a treat for you, I'm going to give you a giraffe.
Brilliant.
Little bit of advice, open the sunroof whilst you're driving him home. All right?
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
Wow. We're having a laugh this morning, aren't we?
Yeah. I like it
today.
Oh,
that's going to change when Joe Wiley gets in here in 20 minutes at 10 this morning. I haven't seen it yet. Is she... No.